You have got to be kidding me. The spate of Spanish that followed sounded anything but cheery. Heather stopped sketching the tattoo she was working on to find Cynthia Reyes, her boss, stomping around the tattoo shop, her steel-toed boots making squeaky noises on the newly cleaned floors. Her multicolored hair was in disarray, and her lips clamped tight in frustration. The vision brought a smile to Heather's face. Of course, Sin was always stomping around, but it was the hair, that carefully colored and pampered hair all standing on end, that made Heather grin. Something was up with the owner of Sinful Tattoos, and Heather wanted to know exactly what that was. Heather got off the chaise she'd been lounging on. What's wrong? The ink company sent me the wrong fucking order. Sin glared at the box on the glass display case. Now I have to pull some green out of my ass, and since I don't shit grass, I'm wondering where the fuck I'll get it. No problemo, I can mix some up. Heather walked into the back room, looking for the colors she'd need. She'd been studying art since middle school. Whatever color Sin wanted, Heather could whip up with ease. What shade do you need? See, this is why I hired you, to do the dirty work. Sin cracked her knuckles. But I do seem to have an excess of ass-slapped red. Heather giggled. I don't think I'll ever get over the names of some of the inks. Heather was still thinking of tattoo ink like paint, with simple names like burnt orange or sunset red. She still had a lot to learn. Not all companies name their inks like that, but I love how the colors stay true longer. That's why I use them. Sin followed her into the back as Heather gathered what she needed to mix the inks. She pulled down some mixing cups and grabbed the colors Sin pointed out. Isn't there another shop across town? She glanced at the shelf containing the needles. We're running low on round shader needles. You're going to put that in this week's order, but maybe we can trade? Sin shot her a sharp look. Not exactly what I was thinking, but... She rubbed her chin, then nodded sharply. I'll give them a call. What could it hurt? Sin headed for the counter and the phone. Good thinking, kiddo. Sin winked and grinned at her, obviously pleased. Heather tried not to blush. With her bright red hair and pale complexion, any color in her cheeks wound up taking over her whole face. She looked like a ripe tomato when she blushed. Thanks, Sin. It meant a lot to her that the woman who'd taken Heather under her wing was happy with her. Heather settled back and concentrated on mixing the color Sin wanted. Sin's muffled voice came to her through the curtain as she called the other tattoo shop in town. Odds were good he'd have the needles, and hopefully he'd take the ink in exchange. She'd just finished mixing the inks when the doorbell jingled. Heather left the tattooing area, eager to see Sin's customer. She was expecting a regular, someone whose tattoo was in progress and Sin was so intent on getting the correct green. Who she got instead was Tabby Bunsen, her cousin Alex's mate, with a baby carrier in one hand and a diaper bag in the other. Tabby entered with wild eyes and the sharp staccato sound of drop keys on hardwood floor. Help! Heather, laughing, rushed to help the new mother. Sin was still on the phone, rolling her eyes at Tabby even as she spoke to the owner of the other shop. Heather grabbed the keys and took Tabby's diaper bag. What's up? Me? Tabby gently placed baby Wren's car seat on the floor before collapsing into one of the two turquoise chairs decorating the shop. All night, every night. Her head fell back. Her lime green hair was longer than it had been since before she'd had the baby. Tabby's neat bob wasn't quite as neat, and the roots were dark brown. And every time I complain to Alex about the baby needing to be fed every 2 hours, he starts humming hungry like the wolf. Bastard. That sounded just like Alex.